You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The events in Washington, D.C. will go down in my memory as I remember where I was when moment.
Same for me.
Thousands of Trump supporters, after engaging in a rally with Donald Trump, his lawyer Rudy Giuliani, Senator Ted Cruz, and Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who was also in attendance and amping up the crowd. The Trump supporters walked a mile and a half to our nation's capital and formed in front of the building. It looked like it was initially a normal demonstration, and then things went left. They advanced on Capitol Police and breached the security line, made their way into the Capitol. They damaged property, ransacked offices. One man stole mail out of Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office.
Federal offense.
Four people unfortunately lost their lives amid this anarchy. When the nation was in tatters and looking toward the president of the United States to calm the republic and tell these anarchists to go home, this is what he said.
This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace.
Very special people. While the country is literally, you know, tearing at the seams.
Earlier in the day, at a rally outside the White House, he told that same crowd, if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
See, and I know that.
Let's get the weak ones out. This is a time for strength. Rudy Giuliani, his personal lawyer, said, let's have trial by combat.
What?
And that's when they urged them to go march to the Capitol. Now do you see why people were saying this man is not presidential material?
Shay, they saw it before. They saw it. Come on, man. You gotta be blind not to see this coming after the election results.
I think there were some people initially, as they voted for him in 2016, who didn't have a thorough understanding of who this man is. And people relegated the things that he would say as, oh, he's just talking. There were people who were sopping this up with a biscuit, mm-hmm. who were marinating in this thing for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. I was in tears yesterday as I watched the display of utter disrespect to this country's constitution and our way of life. Other countries were literally laughing at us.
Yeah, on their media coverage. I don't know how I felt, Shay. I know I was shocked, but I wasn't shocked, because I think, again, we all seen this coming. But the thing that really mystified me was the people sitting in Nancy Pelosi's chair, the guy carrying the podium.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? The podium of the United States of the president. You're carrying this and you're smiling at the camera? I saw a video, Shay, of a guard when those terrorists, when they were coming in the Capitol, and the guard is like running for his life, and the guard is black, and all of these terrorists were not black, and he's running up the stairs, and he has a gun on him, and
he didn't even pull it.
I don't even know if he even thought to pull it, because if he does pull it, what happens? They got guns, they're strapped. So
would you have been given that same
hell no
hesitation,
serious?
That same grace if 20 of us showed up.
What?
And we're advancing upon a sacred, hallowed hall of our democracy. And that person had a pistol on their side. That man didn't even reach for it.
Nope. He had another weapon. He grabbed the other weapon. Yeah, but he grabbed that from them. Just that, like, I was just lost for words, man.
Where do we go from here? We're going to be talking with some of our most respected politicians and folk throughout the show today. We'll open up our lines to Kansas City to express how they feel. Where do we go from here?
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
623 today. Look for highs in the upper 30s. Low clouds right now. You're a little cloudy in 34 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
After the riotous thugs left the Capitol or were removed by law enforcement, Congress reconvened later on in the evening, and lawmakers were able to finish counting of the electoral vote, which went on into the early hours of this morning. A lot of celebrities took to their Twitter accounts and social media accounts and talked about what seemed like some sort of movie to those of us who were watching.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B said, "The irony is pretty funny. Weren't people just wild animals in the summer for demanding justice? And now... let me just watch."
Wow, they called us that too.
She also added, "Where's the National Guards?"
Chilling.
Tamar Braxton tweeted, "They would have killed all of us an hour ago, six blocks away. Stay y'all asses at home. This is not our fight. Watch them be the thugs they called us." Ice-T wrote, "Just imagine for a second if Black Lives Matter tried this BS, just saying."
We know the answer to that.
It's just a sad day in America where the double standard is completely on display for everyone to see, that there's two Americas, there's two concepts of protesting. When Colin Kaepernick took a knee quietly, that was said to be ripping the seams of our Constitution, literally.
Shay, one of my biggest pet peeves is, and Joe Biden came out, and I like what he said. The one thing I didn't like what he said was, "This is not America." No, that's the problem. Y'all in denial. This is America. The mirror's being held up to our faces, and you're seeing what black people have seen since we arrived in this country.
It's just sad because I really believe in this concept of America. This was an experiment so many years ago to get from under the rule of a king, of a monarch, and say that we can rule and govern ourselves. And even though my people were shackled and were not included in the documents that chartered this country, as an ancestor of the folks who literally built this country absolutely free, I believe in that concept. And so that's why I was in tears yesterday, because it's like, wow, the thing that we've all believed in, even though we weren't included in it, you get to so cavalierly throw to the dogs and trample on.
They got to do whatever they wanted yesterday.
It's just sad. We're going to be speaking with Alicia Kennedy coming up. She had a really profound social media post, and so I reached out to her to try to get her her idea on that. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of folks who are upset this morning.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because of this sickening double standard here in America. Every single Black Lives Matter argument about white privilege and double standards in law enforcement was being validated in real time in front of our eyes yesterday. What even sickens me more is Confederate flags being flown through the halls of our nation's capital. Not even once has that happened since the 1860s. But yesterday, we really witnessed something that's going to go down in history. And what is more sickening and makes me mad is people are sitting here trying to validate it, trying to call them patriots, trying to act like it is okay for this to happen. And everyone knows damn well if any black people would have did that, they would have been shot before they even got to the steps. They did not breach the Capitol building. They were invited in. There were police taking selfies with these people. This is an outrage. Everybody should be up in arms. The 25th Amendment needs to be provoked. This man is not fit for office. His ego has been shaken. He's hurt. We need to do something about it.
Well put. Appreciate your call, fam. Have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
President Trump claims the election was stolen. The assertions range from specific local allegations to constitutional arguments to sweeping conspiracy theories. I supported the president's right to use the legal system. Dozens of lawsuits received hearings in courtrooms all across our country. But over and over, courts rejected these claims, including all-star judges whom the president himself has nominated. Every election, we know, features some illegality and irregularity, and of course, that's unacceptable. I support strong state-led voting reforms. Last year's bizarre pandemic procedures must not become the new norm. But my colleagues, nothing before us proves illegality anywhere near the massive scale that would have tipped the entire election. Nor can public doubt alone justify a radical break when the doubt itself was incited without any evidence.
This was Mitch McConnell yesterday morning before all of the rioting began in front of the state capitol. Up until this point, he's been supporting Donald Trump and his claims of widespread fraud and that the election was stolen from him. He had to separate himself from him, as did many lawmakers on yesterday.
And this is why Twitter is a good place. It can be a good place because, in my opinion, Shay, you can't just separate yourself from this. There has to be some accountability as to where you stood and where things are now.
Senator Lindsey Graham had an impassioned speech last night after this man has upheld all of these shenanigans. And the unfortunate piece is there are going to be people who think that, okay, well, now that they've said sorry, now that they've said they understand that this was a problem, that they can now continue on with their careers.
No, sir. Got questions to answer.
Folks are calling for Ted Cruz and our own Missouri Senator Josh Hawley to be forced to resign. Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz have stood through this situation even past everyone else. Josh Hawley went before the Senate on yesterday, before Congress, and still objected to the counting of the electorate.
And I just want to acknowledge that when it comes to violence, this has been a terrible year in America this last year. We've seen a lot of violence against law enforcement, and today we saw it here in the capital of the United States. And in this country, in the United States of America, we cannot say emphatically enough, violence is not how you achieve change. Violence is not how you achieve something better. Our Constitution was built and put into place so that there would be, in the words of Abraham Lincoln, no appeal from ballots to bullets, which is what we saw unfortunately attempted tonight. There is no place for that in the United States of America. And that's why I submit to my colleagues that what we're doing here tonight is actually very important. Because for those who have concerns about the integrity of our elections, those who have concerns about what happened in November, this is the appropriate means. This is the lawful place where those objections and concerns should be heard.
And that's a lie. He's Stanford educated. He went to Yale Law. He taught constitutional law. He knows very well that at the counting of the electorate is not when you lodge these sort of issues. All of those issues have been lodged and they were shot down. So to interfere in that process yesterday was completely out of line. And this is why people are calling for him to resign because he willfully got in front of America and lied. He knows better than that. We're going to be speaking with Toriano Porter. He's on the KC Star editorial board, and they wrote a scathing piece on him, which was covered by all of the national media, calling for his resignation. We're going to find out what spurred that decision to write the article, and we've got several other folks to talk with, including you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
More than 12 hours after the Capitol was stormed by supporters of Donald Trump seeking to disrupt the counting of the state's certified electoral college votes for the presidential election, Congress resumed its count and certified. We're talking with lawyer and former city council person Alicia Kennedy and lifelong Kansas Cityan about what we saw displayed on our televisions. I can't say that I was shocked with what happened based on the lies and all of the triggering of emotions based in untruth.
Hey, Alicia, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. What was your first thoughts about what happened yesterday when you see those pictures?
Unbelief. It was, you know, like Shay said, it wasn't far-fetched. It's something like this could happen because of the extremism that we've seen. I mean, particularly on Election Day with the Trump rallies and the people on the highways and all the kind of intimidation tactics. But to storm the Capitol and to threaten lawmakers in an attempt of a coup to stop the constitutional process of certifying the vote, I mean, that's unprecedented in American history.
You had a social media post yesterday that read, "This insurrection stoked by President Trump and the Republican Party is a backlash against our collective refusal to be pitted against each other and to fracture the humanity in our communities. These terrorist demonstrations are meant to intimidate. We are stronger and greater than the thugs that are roaming the streets of D.C., disrupting procedural processes of our democracy and causing chaos. What you can do right now is call your senators and representatives." We've got a senator who is in complete complicity with what happened yesterday. What can we do as Missourians who don't support what Senator Josh Hawley has been doing, and now he's trying to maybe separate a little bit from what he has caused, in my opinion?
Well, what we're saying is Senator Hawley, who is posturing himself, it's obvious that President Trump is on his way out. He has a very strong following, and right now people are jockeying to see who's going to be able to garner that base of support. And so Senator Hawley has definitely positioned himself as fan in chief of President Trump and his antics, and is aiding in all of this craziness that's going on. So right now there's conversation from a legal standpoint about invoking the 25th Amendment. And I think that is something that should be seriously considered against the president and against all those lawmakers that were involved in it. That's Senator Hawley, that's Ted Cruz, any of the others that were involved in it, particularly those that voted against the ratification of the vote. And I think that when you talk about why it's important, when we saw what happened yesterday, democracy on display and such lawlessness, which is what they talked about during other protest events. This was true lawlessness yesterday.
Alicia, explain to folks listening what the 25th Amendment is about for those who don't know.
So the 25th Amendment calls for when the president or members of Congress lack the ability or have demonstrated that they don't have the willingness to be able to do the job. And it, let me see if I can find the the actual language against it. It also disqualifies those who engage in insurrections against the Constitution from holding office. And so while people, talk about impeachment, which obviously the insurrection would trigger that, the 25th Amendment may be a more expeditious route for us to be able to attain the goal of removing the president, because that only calls for two-thirds of Congress to support it. So the vice president will call the action along with two-thirds members of the House in order to remove him. And it also will call for, directors of some government agencies as well. I think that's truly applicable in this situation, because you have a large portion of this cabinet that's resigned. You got the discussions about the national security director who's considering resigning over this. I mean, there are serious concerns to be considered, and I think that the vice president and Congress should definitely look at all options on how to handle that. And I think that what Vice President Pence has demonstrated about standing against falling in line with President Trump, he said he's gone too far, just like many of his colleagues said yesterday. We support this president, but it's clear he's gone too far, and the buck stops here. And I think they need to take that same spirit again today and look at all possible options to protect democracy in America.
On your social media post, you gave four things that Americans can do. One, call for the certification of the presidential election results. Two, call for the immediate impeachment of Donald Trump. Hold the Senate accountable to convict and remove him. And four, censure every member of Congress who participated in the unconstitutional effort to stop the certification of the Electoral College presidential results. You gave a phone number, 202-224-3121, and give them those list of demands.
Mm-hmm. Alicia Kennedy, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us on The Morning Grind. We appreciate your time. Have a good one.
Thank you.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I was watching MSNBC in utter disbelief of what was happening at our nation's capital on yesterday when the host of the show talked about the Kansas City Star's editorial board's article basically castigating Senator Josh Hawley for what he has done, his role in causing the events that we saw played out on our televisions yesterday. Toriano Porter is a member of the Kansas City Star's editorial board, and he's with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Toriano. How you doing, my brother?
Good morning, Brian V and Shay. Good morning, KC Mo. Good morning. Appreciate you guys having me on.
So talk to us about what caused the editorial board to come out with this article.
You know, the Missouri Senator Joshua, we called him Joshua David Hawley by his full government, so you know it was serious when we go full government. Just some of the rhetoric, his rhetoric about someone stealing the election. My question is, who is this someone? This is the greatest country in the world, the most powerful country in the world. Republicans control everything at this point. Who is this they they're talking about? So this boogeyman, straw man argument that he had led to what we saw yesterday. He helped orchestrate and work these people into a frenzy. So we wanted to come out and say what we said. Josh Hawley has blood on his hands. Mm.
Toriano, I'm familiar with your articles, and I'm familiar mostly with the comments that come after some of your articles and some of the tweets that you receive. Do you think people have, you know, softened their blow when it comes to where they stand politically after what happened yesterday?
Anybody would see a decent, what you would call a sense of decency, you would believe, you would want to believe, right? It's hard to say. The rhetoric is the rhetoric. You know, social media is a cesspool of negativity sometimes. It can be used for good, but it's a cesspool of negativity. So at the end of the day, the actions are going to speak louder than the word. Mr. Hawley's actions after yesterday's events at the Capitol, they weren't legitimate. They weren't legitimate. They weren't denouncing the violence. He, matter of fact, he even put out a fundraising campaign, fundraising email. During the what you would call the attempted coup. Just no, I just don't believe people are going to change overnight. But if you have a sense of decency and you love this country as you say you do and you're a patriot, then you have to take a hard look at yourself and who you support and who you vote for.
Senator Josh Hawley, of course, folks are saying that this was a power grab. He's trying to get some of the Trump base to support him for his run for presidency.
Yep.
He's Stanford trained. He's Yale law educated as well. So he has a complete understanding of what's happening and how the processes of our government run. Now,
absolutely,
folks are calling for his resignation. They want him to stand down. What's the possibility of that actually happening, Toriano?
Knowing Josh Hawley and how he operates and his handlers and the people behind him, I highly doubt if he does that. But never say never. This is a This is a dire situation. What Reverend what Emmanuel Cleaver called, U.S. Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver called, the darkest day of democracy he's seen in his time on this earth. We'll see what the fallout will be, but I really doubt if Josh Hawley resigns. But it's going to be a lot of pressure on for him to step down, absolutely. And he should think about it, absolutely. His ambitions to be president is never greater than the values of this country.
Wow.
The Kansas City Star has actually been trying to right some wrongs about the way that it's been covering. Was this sort of like in you guys' spirit, okay, we've got to come out on this, or what caused forward?
This was a reaction to the breaking news.
Okay.
What we wrote about Josh Hawley having blood on his hands was a reaction to the breaking news. Far as, you know, the KC Star's public apology to the black community and its coverage, its unfair coverage for decades of the black community. Separate situation, but I'm glad you brought it up, because I do want your readers to know that I'm inside this building, I'm inside this organization, and I've been championing, along with Murray Williams and other reporters, the importance of not only apologizing, but following up with action. And it has to be concernable, concrete actions, because we need African-Americans, Hispanics, and other minorities inside that newsroom and management positions and positions of power. Mm.
Author, speaker, mentor, journalist, and writer for the Kansas City Star, Toriano Porter, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning. We appreciate it.
You guys are too kind. Thanks for having me on. Thank you. Have a great day.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Shockwaves still being felt this morning after four people lost their lives after folks wrapping themselves in feigned patriotism attempted a coup at our nation's capital at the urging of the sitting president.
Mm-hmm.
After handlers begged him to ask the rioters to retreat, this was his taped video message to the folks.
This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
You're very special.
We've got Mayor Quentin Lucas on the line, and you've had to make many impassioned pleas to the residents of Kansas City for different reasons. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on that message?
One of the most shameful things I've ever heard. You know, presidents are supposed to mean something. Democrats, Republicans, and I've disagreed with a bunch of them, mainly the Republicans all my life. Although I've had disagreements with the Democratic leaders we've had. I've never seen anything like this. We should never see anything like this again. This president is a threat to our country, a threat to our democracy, a threat to all that is decent. I agree with Congresswoman Cori Bush over in St. Louis, Congresswoman Sharice Davids in Kansas, and others who've called for him to be removed in these last 2 weeks, because you're seeing the sort of damage that's being done. And I know we'll talk about it further, but we all know that if the color of those who were walking up the Capitol steps, storming up, kicking through windows, right, sitting in offices, raiding through everything, there's a bunch of black folks, we would have seen something different. Kansas City, we had helicopters in the air, all types of stuff for people that were outside of Foot Locker. And you got people going to the United States Congress, and this sort of foolishness is almost tolerated, and it's encouraged by the President of the United States. It's encouraged by one of our senators from Missouri, Josh Hawley, one of the senators from Kansas, Roger Marshall. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Mayor Lucas, I know sometimes it's hard for you to put politics aside sometimes, but I'm going to ask you a real question. Yeah. Why wasn't there more force being put on these people yesterday?
Ain't that the truth? I mean, and here's the thing. You know, it's one thing to say, yeah, they weren't prepared, they didn't have enough people. We have seen black people get shot in situations like that where they run at law enforcement. You know, I saw one video from the Capitol where there's actually a black police officer who's having to run away from a crowd, running upstairs. I don't understand. You know, for Joe Blow driving down the street, driving down Prospect, you know, police have the vest and have all the tools, and you're getting tased and you're getting all of this. And you just got these people kind of walking through, and oddly enough, walking safely out. We were all staring there yesterday for hours, and I've been in Washington a bunch of times, amazed that these folks, the backup didn't show up that quickly. You get one shooting in Kansas City, not even a shooting. You get some call in at a 7-Eleven, and you got half the police department there. And for this, it's just kind of like, well, all right, let's just see how it goes. While they are feet away from our nation's leaders. It was astonishing yesterday.
Senator Tuberville, or I should say Coach Tuberville, this is Rudy Giuliani, president's lawyer. I'm calling you because I want to discuss with you how they're trying to rush this hearing and how we need you, our Republican friends, to try to just slow it down so we can get these legislatures to get more information to you. And I know they're reconvening at 8 tonight. The only strategy we can follow is to object to numerous states and raise issues so that we get ourselves into tomorrow, ideally until the end of tomorrow. I know McConnell is doing everything he can to rush it, which is kind of a kick in the head, because it's one thing to oppose us, it's another thing not to give us a fair opportunity to contest it. If you could object to every state, and along with a congressman, get a hearing for every state, I know we would delay you a lot, but it would give us the opportunity to get the legislators who are very, very close to pulling their votes, particularly after what McConnell did today. It angered them because they have written letters asking that you guys adjourn and send them back the questionable ones, and they'll fix them up. So this phone number, I'm available on all night, and it would be an honor to talk to you. Thank you.
That was Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump's personal lawyer, as he was trying to invoke a sitting senator to actually do something illegal and call the wrong person, which is another separate issue. Mayor Lucas, you're a lawyer, mm-hmm. and I know you couldn't even think about doing something this stupid. What are your thoughts on the president and his handlers and the folks who have been tasked with keeping our democracy afloat?
They are a gallery of rogues. They are people that history should condemn and should judge forever. Rudy Giuliani, I thought, was shameful largely as a mayor. He has managed to destroy whatever reputation he had, particularly centered around September 11th, with these actions now that have threatened our democracy fundamentally. He should be disbarred, and he should be forgotten in a dust heap of history. In terms of all of these others, they need to be called out. They need to be named. Do not forget about these people. Do not forget what they did. You know, we've been talking about one of our senators. Some of them are up in 4 years from now, 2024. Still remember it. Remember all of this. Carry it through. And I will say another thing for those of us as black people, because you mentioned this in our last segment. You know, we are taught, and many of us learn it, right, that even though the Constitution wasn't written caring about us, even though it wasn't written for our rights, to believe in it and believe in our better angels and this country gets better and all that sort of stuff. And you saw all those people come yesterday when things are in their view getting taken away from them, but when it's just a process and they're tolerated, they're abided by, they're not getting beat up like we would, they're not getting maced, they're not getting all these sorts of things that you saw happen on the streets of Kansas City and every city around our country. This was embarrassing. Rudy should be embarrassed. Donald Trump should be embarrassed. We should forget about all of them. And we need to move on. I can't wait till President Biden and Vice President Harris are in office, because we need to get beyond this moment.
What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness. This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition. And it must end now.
Mayor Lucas, I'm interested to know, what was your thoughts on Joe Biden's comments?
It's what presidents do. It's what leaders do. And it is refreshing to see that level of difference. But I think it also speaks to exasperation that all of us have had. All of us. I do not like Donald Trump. But we keep getting fooled time and again. I had a thought for a minute. I'm like, all right, is he going to come out and talk and say something sensible because he at least cares enough about the country that he doesn't want to see everything burned down? And of course he didn't. That statement where, you know, and he's always screaming for some reason, right? That statement like, I disagree too, and it was really unfair. What are you talking about? Sit down. And I think President-elect Biden yesterday was kind of just emulating that same thing. Everybody here gave this man a chance to be a leader, gave Trump a chance. way back to Obama being kind to him when he got sworn in, all the way through today. He has squandered every moment. I can't wait to see what the history books say about him, because there should be nothing positive. And when I think about these last 4 years, when we think about the COVID expanse, when we think about increases in violent crime throughout the country, when we think about all the problems. All this man did was cut taxes for the rich. He ain't done a dang thing else. They should be ashamed of themselves.
The 25th Amendment to the United States Constitution says that if the president becomes unable to do his job, the vice president can become the president. Do you think that that is something that could possibly happen, truly?
Yes, it could happen. I think it needs to happen. I don't know how strong Mike Pence will be today, but I'll tell you what, one way that he can restore some smidge of his reputation is by taking this level of a step. Because this is insanity. You know, I saw somebody just post, and it is kind of funny. So the president of the United States has his Twitter and Facebook privileges revoked, but still has his hands on the nuclear bombs in his country. I mean, that's crazy. That's, you know, the sort of thing that does tell me that, you know, he's unstable. And I think when you look at what happened yesterday, particularly, and I don't know if I ever told you, but I spent time with the Marine Corps about a week in Quantico, Virginia, which is 30 miles outside of D.C. You've got thousands of Marines that are sitting out there that yesterday could have even been deployed to help defend our nation's capital. The commander in chief did not keep our capital safe, did not keep the people in it safe. He doesn't care about our safety. He doesn't care about our Constitution. We need to find a way to protect ourselves. So I hope beyond all hopes, the vice president and the cabinet are looking to do those sorts of things today.
And my last question before we let you go, we know you got a lot of things to do this morning, and we thank you for calling in. Now, as far as Senator Josh Hawley is concerned, I'm ashamed of him as a man, a father, and a husband, and I have questions if he is even qualified or even worthy of representing the fine folks of the state of Missouri. What can we do as Missourians to call him into question or to, you know, put him to task over what he's done, what he's helped happen at that Capitol yesterday?
You know, when you were young and when you got in real trouble and what your mama said stuck with you, it'd be kind of like when they say, you know better. You knew better. You know, your one friend that was acting a fool, all right, maybe he ain't that bright. But you knew better. I raised you better than that. The senator knew better. He had too much education. He knows the Constitution. And he obliterated it yesterday for political gain, for ambition, to fly too close to the sun. What we need to do is do in Missouri what Stacey Abrams did in Georgia. And I know people say, oh, Georgia's different, Atlanta's cool, all of that. You know, I know you lived, Shay, in Georgia. Georgia ain't necessarily a big liberal bastion. They had a whole bunch of Republicans, and they were the only ones getting elected for a while. But Stacey Abrams and others said, we're going to make a difference in this state. We need to organize like our lives depend on it, because to be quite honest with you, they do. And the foolishness that we've seen, from a terrible vaccine rollout to not having money to help support people to stay alive, to now this, trying to deprive the Constitution and our institutions. I'll tell you what, we need to make sure we're organizing so that by 2024, we have a strong candidate. We have many strong candidates. We are ready to support someone who cares about Black lives, somebody who cares about the Constitution, somebody who cares about what's right and wrong. That is not our senator right now, and so that's where I think we can make the change. And just looking at Georgia, I know we can make that change.
Thank you so much, Senator Quentin Luke. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mayor Quentin Lucas, thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Grind. We appreciate your time. Have a good one.
Hey, thank you. Thank y'all. Stay safe. God bless.
103 Jams and The Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Hey, Marlon Wayans. I love you.
I love you, too. How you doing?
Oh, man. Trying to figure out what's going on in this United States of America.
It's crazy. I'll tell you that much. I didn't know I was watching yesterday.
Man, for real.
No.
I can't think of another time when we need some laughter from a professional. We need a prescription of comedy right now.
I need a comedian right now. How about that?
But seriously, we don't even think about that, Shay. We don't think about what the comedians actually go through, because they're the ones providing entertainment.
That's right.
What do you go through?
The same thing as y'all, except we go, what's funny about this anarchy? It's crazy. This is so crazy. But I'm so absurd to it. Like, I got to digest, you know. I was just looking the whole time, like, if this was a black people, we'd be so gone. Oh, I was like, man, we need to do a white chicks too quick. Oh,
I'm trying to tell you. We've been waiting on that anyway, but that would definitely help lighten up the mood.
There's white privilege.
White privilege chicks, too.
Oh, Lord, no. Or call it Karen's.
Yo, that would be hilarious if the Wayans brothers did Karen's.
For real.
No, no. It's absurd, man. But, you know, this world's so crazy right now. Like, for me, I just like talking about self. Because I feel like I want a vacation from the world because I'm trying to figure me out. I think we all are. And we're all so caught up in the world that we forget what's funny about just us, just life, just family. So that for me is what I like to do when I do my stand-up. Talking about the world, it's forever changing. And, you know, that's for the news. I want to, you know, I'm trying to find self-discovery in this. I need to make me laugh.
I need to take my hat off for you. Of course, most of us have been quarantined and in place since February. That Sextuplets that was on Netflix, boy, look, that thing got me through this pandemic. That was so funny to me. I love that. Where did the concept come from, Marlon?
I guess my brothers and sisters not playing with me, so I had to play by myself and create all them characters. No, it came from, you know, I'm a big fan of, like, you know, all the great comedians, Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, and I just wanted to do something that was going to be super challenging and to see if I could play 7 different people and make them all completely different in the same room and you not realize that that's the same dude playing 7 different people.
What does the Wayans family have coming down the pipeline? Y'all always working.
Man, ain't nobody got nothing. Everybody's on lockdown. I'm the only fool out here performing, but we're all writing during this time. I got a project I'm working on. I'm developing right now a movie for Netflix. I'm not filming yet, but I'm doing my rewrite and a romantic buddy action comedy. And then I got a TV show I'm working on for HBO Max, and I have a special for HBO Max that I'm working on. That's why I'm on this road.
The last time you came to Kansas City, you was type fine. Have you put on any pandemic thickness or?
I'm still doable.
He was so modest with it. I'm still doable.
I mean, we all put on that quarantine pooch, but you know, some girls think that's sexy. You know, man, need a little pooch on them.
This weekend, you're going to be at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Beginning when?
Tonight, my first show. I'm flying in right now. I'm headed to the airport. So I'll see y'all tonight. So come to Thursday show because only one show. And I like doing one show because I get to stretch. I get to, and it's my first show back. So I like those shows because I don't know where I'm going. You know what I mean? It's different when you start laying it out and you got your roadmap. I love it when you're nervous, you don't know what you're going to say, and it just all comes to you.
Check out Marlon Wayans and his pooch at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Get your tickets at thecomedyclubkc.com. Marlon Wayans, we appreciate you joining us on the Morning Grind.
You got
be
it.
Blessed,
thanks
be safe.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate you. Let's get it.
Yes.
Let's get these laughs.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.